Greetings, Meltopians. Are you looking to delve deeper into the world of Meltopia? Then check out our Patreon, where you can find written mythos pieces, world maps, found footage, art, Patreon-exclusive shows, and more. Just go to patreon.com/Meltopia and join one of our tiers for access to great new content. Brave the forbidden and embrace the darkness.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Neither the physical nor the spectral, and yet I am beholden to both. I imagine my murder is something about that.
There's nothing to see in the blackness, my dear. Just more blackness. Just more blackness.
Sir, we can help you. They're all sinners. They're all evil. They have to die. They have to die. Sir, put the gun down now. 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 Now!
Are you okay, Miss Vespertine? You seem to have had quite the dream.
Oh, it's nothing. Just a nightmare's all.
Ah, nightmares. I remember having them in my previous life. Care to share? Despite what you think of me, I am a rather good listener.
As tempting as that is, Mum, I think I'll pass.
That's a shame, Miss Vespertine. I may be the only one of our little group that wouldn't judge you. Mr. Salowin is a stand-up fellow, but I'm afraid he has a rather set moral compass. Even our sweet paranoid Felix is rather traditional in his ethical persuasions. Of course, there's always Gretchen, who will crunch the numbers of your plight into a cold moral calculus. But still, at the end of the equation, there is a threshold where a judgment will be reached. With me, however, I make no judgments. At least, not moral ones.
No. You just use the information you gather on someone to blackmail them. And while you may not experience any guilt for your sins, I embrace mine. It's what makes us human.
I wonder, though, does embracing your guilt for sins past committed give you carte blanche to commit more? But your god, Anu, is a far cry from the goody-goods of the old faiths, isn't it? More room for moral pragmatism.
I wouldn't expect something like you to understand. Vance, what's up?
I'm afraid we've had a bit of a change of plans.
Wonderful. What now?
Well, we have a new assignment.
Already? So much for any R&R.
We'll be boarding a train in the morning to a town called Weird Mills in Oregon. Have you ever heard of it?
New to me. I take it there's another Obscurum there?
Of course.
What's the flavor this week?
A darkness-spawned puzzle that fell from the sky, apparently. A part of it's been shipped to this Weird Mills for assembly.
Huh. And what's so special about this puzzle? Other than it rained down from the sky?
According to our generous handler, when put all together, it shows images of the last darkness.
Charming.
I'll fill you in on the rest when you arrive. Which brings me to my point. Instead of coming back here, you'll be meeting us in Weird Mills. It shouldn't be too bad of a drive from where you are.
Well, barring the company, I suppose.
Well, you were the one.
Yeah, I'm aware. I'll talk to you later, Vance.
Good news, I hope.
Well, we've got a new assignment. Looks like we're not headed home after all. Instead, we're going to a place called Weird Mills. Have you heard of it?
No, but it sounds quaint. And what, pray tell, are we going there for?
Some puzzle pieces that fell from the sky or something. They're supposed...
The great and mysterious puzzle of Inwood, where billions of puzzle pieces fell from the sky like rain. Oh, how many of us tried to get a hold of just one of those pieces. Do you know what they say? That when one completes any of the given sets, it drives you mad.
Sounds marvelous.
Marvelous indeed. I once was almost in possession of a piece myself.
I know I'm gonna regret this, but what happened?
I'm glad you asked. Well, a traitor known as the Miser, so called for his penchant for penny pinching, claimed he was in possession of a piece of the Barlow collection. However, it turns out that this piece was stolen from him by an interested outside party some time before, and, not wanting to lose money, had a replica made and attempted to sell it to me. I had the piece checked for authenticity, of course, and when I discovered it was a fake, I was rather disappointed. But you win some and you lose some, as they say.
And what happened to this miser character?
It was the funniest thing. A month later, he died a rather terrible death in Ronaldo's Fine Cuisine in the city of Starling. Seems the old chap just started bleeding out every hole he had. Died face first in a plate of his favorite Tuscan garlic linguine. Stranger still, it turns out he left a good deal of his earnings to me. He must have felt bad about the whole puzzle piece ordeal.
Right. Look, we're gonna have to stop somewhere to get a map. I don't think either one of us knows where this Weird Mills is.
Most certainly. I believe there's a gas station right up here.
I I'll go in and grab a map. You want something? Maybe a rotten hamburger, some spoiled milk?
So kind of you to think of me, Miss Vespertine. But no, I'm quite content.
Suit yourself.
Don't sound so glum, Angelo. I've done right by you so far, haven't I?
If you mean blackmailing me to do your bidding and constantly reminding me that my life is in your hands, yeah, I guess you've treated me well.
Oh, how I've always enjoyed your sarcasm, Angelo. It might just be what's kept you alive all these years. Although, I do wonder how Mr. Ramada's men knew how to find me and where my most recent package was delivered.
Ran into Ramada's men? Hey, don't look at me. I've never been dumb enough to try and double-cross you. But maybe one of my men got paid off. I'll look into it. See if there's a leak in the boat.
Make sure you do, Angelo. I don't like surprises. Unless they're pleasant ones, of course.
You want me to send a message to Ramada?
No need. There's already one on the way.
You're gonna melt the other half of his face off, aren't you?
My, Angelo. You know me too well.
Yeah, it's a real pleasure.
Well, you're probably wondering why I'm calling.
You want to know if I found someone who can procure the Salamander's lighter, right?
And have you?
Well, it took some looking, but I think I found a candidate. The guy's kinda... he's a bit strange, but he's pulled off some heists in the past that people thought were impossible. He's a solo act, so I figured you'd like him.
And how much is he asking for?
That's the thing. He doesn't want money. He wants information.
Interesting. And what kind of information does he want?
He wants to know the location of Gideon Verlese.
The head of the Verlese crime syndicate, Gory Gideon?
Yeah, bit of a steep price if you ask me. He's cornered the market on that new drug all the kids are raving about. Shit makes you able to tear a person's limbs off, I hear. Fucked up stuff.
Indeed. Tell him we have a deal. If he can get me the lighter, I'll find him Gideon.
You sure we want that kind of heat, boss? I mean, Release ain't no Ramada. He's a big fucking fish in a big fucking pond.
Oh, Angelo, you lack faith. What good is a big fish if one cannot catch it and put it on its wall? Start putting out feelers and I'll do the same. When did he say he could get the artifact?
As early as next week, provided I give him an answer today.
Excellent. I'll expect an update as soon as the artifact has been procured. Goodbye, Angelo.
Christ, it's like the store owner has never seen another human being. He would not stop yakking. I got the map, though. I hope you enjoyed your alone time, because we're gonna be stuck in this car for a while.
Oh, it's no problem at all, Miss Vespertine. I love a good road trip. Tickets, please.
Of course. Here you go. Well, this seems cozy. I've always preferred trains to air travel.
I'm only slightly more comfortable with trains than Zeppelins. I always think of those funeral trains they used right after the Great Darkness, you know, the ones packed with bodies. But I wonder if that was just a cover. Yeah, what if insidious iconoclasts were inclined to incinerate society, shipping esoteric weapons of mass destruction within the corpses? I mean, I'm talking Armageddon, man. Do you know how many trains cross the United States alone? Crisscrossing the country like conniving criminals carnivorous for communal calamity. There's no telling what we're secretly complicit in. We could be riding a front-to-bunk nuclear catastrophe right now.
Do you ever think of pleasant things, Felix?
Yeah, of course I do. In fact, back at the train station shop, I was thinking about eating a Milky Way that was sitting on the shelf. But then I wondered, what if that's just a colorful play on words, you know? A cruel inside joke. What if inside that aluminum foil prison is really just another universe? A Milky Way of sorts. Some microcosmic galaxy trapped within the confines of a delicious candy-coated shell, prepped for consumption by the capitalist oligarch controlling our world, subjugating and exploiting microverses for their own monetary gain. Now I see what you're saying.
Never change, Felix.
If I might ask, Felix, how did you end up with that device in your brain?
Oh, yeah, that. Well, since I was a kid, I was really good with computers. Like really good. A savant, I guess you would call me. Anyway, when I got old enough, I did what most computer nerds do. I hacked into government and corporate agencies and revealed their diablerie and decadence of their dastardly... Stay calm, stay on topic. I would steal and subsequently reveal their secrets. Tax evasion, money laundering operations, sex scandals, CD correspondences. You know, the juicy stuff. You remember Nexabyte Solutions?
The major software company whose computer systems were largely used for military tracking software? You're the one who leaked their private illegal surveillance program. That was you.
Yeah, that was me. Well, after that, the government didn't know what to do with me because I was so young.
Wait a second. How old were you?
I was 13 at the time.
Jesus.
Anyway, the government wanted to employ me. I didn't like the idea at first, but then I thought, keep your friends close and your enemies closer, you know? So I went along with it. And after a while, I started probing their systems for more intel when I knew no one was looking. So one day, I found this file that was buried. I mean, digital core of the Earth. Gotta be fucking Indiana Jones archaeologist to find it kind of buried. And I started downloading it. But then it was like, pow! Soldiers came from everywhere and blackbagged me. That's when I was introduced to a man named Julius, who apparently ran some deep underground tech operation. One of the cabals, I imagine. He said I was the most brilliant hacker data miner he'd ever seen, and wanted to give me a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to be the first person to have an experimental device installed in the brain that would allow them to peruse the internet in ways never imagined. It was called the Web of Mimir.
Mimir? What's that?
Oh, that's the guy who invented the device in my head. Asmund Mimir. Some Nordic dude. He died during the darkness, I think.
Wait a second. You were only a kid, and they experimented on you. Didn't they have to get your parents' permission or something?
Oh, I emancipated when I was 10.
The court allowed that?
Well, by emancipated, I mean I destroyed all records of my birth and existence and created new birth records, social security numbers, school enrollment histories, passports, yada, yada, yada.
Oh, I see. Were your parents, unkind people?
Ugh, the worst. My father was the CEO of a biopharmaceutical company, and my mother... Well, I don't know much about my mother. I never knew her. Anyway, I couldn't be raised in the shadow of some corrupt conquistador bent on capitalistic conquest, so I made a new life for myself, and I never looked back. I don't think he ever bothered looking for me. Which is fine by me. Good riddance, I say. Anyway, when I was offered the opportunity to use the device, I was skeptical. What if it was just a tracking device used to leash me and track my thoughts? What if it hijacked my prefrontal cortices and made me their cerebral slave? But then I figured I could somehow overcome those things and use it for good, you know? I gotten this far, right? So I agreed to the implantation.
And was it everything you'd hoped for?
Yeah, and more. I could search and download information with a thought. I was speed racing the information highway, downloading digital databanks within seconds. I,
I was a ghost in the machine, man. A specter in the silicon spaces of supercomputers and synthetic AIs. I wasn't Lawnmower, man. I was fucking Lawnmower Godzilla. I was walking the World Wide Web like a fucking roided out spider on speed. But then the darkness happened and, you know, everything changed.
Sorry, Felix. But the device, it did save your mind, right? I mean, all the other white way. Sorry, those suffering from psychokinesia, they went mad, right?
Yeah, the researchers said the darkness merely, warped my mind rather than destroy it.
But how did a device that was meant to facilitate internet connectivity and data processing give you the ability to surf a kind of darkness-themed internet?
I don't really know. The researchers said while the internet was gone, it persisted as, what's that thing you study, Gretchen? Discarnate energy, yeah, that's it. Well, I guess that energy or information consolidated and concentrated on the darkness. We call it the GeistNet. That's what I access. It's like a darkness-specific internet.
Interestingly, they must base this hypothesis on some form of panpsychism. That all objects, even known biological ones, possess some semblance of consciousness.
My God, that would suggest the internet had some form of consciousness, wouldn't it? But why remanifest as a darkness-specific information repository?
Perhaps it was the major paradigm shift. There's no way to truly know, but it could possibly be another form of discarnate energy I was unfamiliar with. Fascinating.
Would any of you like a drink or some food?
Sure. Can I get a scotch and a menu, please?
And you, sir?
I'll just have a root beer. And a menu, too. Did you guys have cheeseburgers?
Yes, sir, we do.
Can I get three of those with bacon and a fried egg on top of each?
Of course, sir. Anything for you, ma'am?
No, I'm quite fine. Thank you.
Okay, I'll be right back with your orders.
Jesus, Felix. Where the hell do you put it all?
I don't know. Fast metabolism, I guess. I'll be right back. I gotta go to the bathroom.
Why, hello, Felix.
Yeah! Who the hell? What the hell are you?
Oh, I'm just a servant of an interesting party. Me and you have been having quite the ongoing conversation when I figured it was time we met face to face.
Obscurary is a Maltopia production. Today's episode was written by Stephen Anzalone. It was performed by Steve Anzalone and Callie Bear. Editing was done by Walker Kornfeld, and audio production was done by Stephen Anzalone. Be sure to check us out at maltopia.com. Also, be sure to follow us on social media such as Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Simply type in MAELTOPIA. If you like the show, please rate us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever podcast platform you prefer. And to further support us and gain access to exclusive art, stories, and podcasts, check us out at Patreon at www.patreon.com/Meltopia.